Today's daf is daf Beis Amud Aleph of Sota. As we begin the next Masechta, there's 49 blot in Masechta Sota. Some have minhag to learn it during the period of Sfiras Omer from Pesach and Tashuos because it has the perfect amount of daf. So we have 49 days until our next Siyum, which will bring us to around Kislev, right before Hanukkah. No, maybe during Hanukkah, actually. Today's the 15th. So 15, and then we have another, 34 days. So it's going to take us a little bit past Hanukkah. Right? Yeah, okay, fine. So we're finishing mid.
Sarbatavis
run. Okay, right, maybe. Okay, so let's see. So the Mishnah tells us Hamakane liishto, a person who's Makane his wife. Makane is the lashon of hasura. The Gemara is going to explain the exact source and the definition. But Makane, let's assume it means to warn. A man warns his wife not to be with a particular person that he's concerned about. So the halacha is that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Makane lal pishnayim. When the kinoi, when the hasura takes place, it has to be in front of two witnesses that are there. Udmashka pi erachad. And if it's found to be that one aide sees that she goes with him in some makum stira, then apiatma, or he himself sees her, then he could force her to drink. So the hasra needs to be in front of two people, but the actual seeing of her being with this man again after the hasra, which is called stira, either one aide or himself could testify and cause her to drink the sota. But according to Rabbi Yeshua argues and says, Omer, mikanel al pishnayim, umashka pishnayim, just like the hasra needs to be in front of two people, so too the stira has to be witnessed by two people, which would cause her to drink. There's a big brisker rav here on this, I'm not going to go into right now, but there's a lot of lumdis in this machlokas. So the Mishnah says, keita mikanela, how does one warn her? What is exact the words one says? So Omer la, he says to his wife, bifnei shnayim, in front of two people, al tidabri im ish ploni, don't speak with a particular person. He singles out a person. So vidibri imo, and she speaks with him. Adayin himutaris lebesa, she's still permitted. Umutaris leechel b'tshuma, if she's married to a kohen, she could continue to eat tshuma because speaking wasn't a violation. But if nichnas imo lebesa seser, if they go to some place private where no one's around after the kinoy has taken place, v'shah se'imo k'dei tuma, and they remain in that makum stira for a amount of time that is k'dei tuma, which the Gemara is going to go into detail of how long that is, however long it takes to perform tashas shemita according to pashtus. So he's there for whatever time that is. Then asura levesa, she is asur to her husband. V'asura le'echa b'tshuma, she cannot eat truma if she's married to a kohen. V'meis, and if the husband dies, the halach is chaletz v'lo misav emes. The brothers, if they have no children, the brothers can only perform chalitza. They cannot perform yibum because they had an isser relationship right now. Unless she drank the sota and she was proven to be innocent, then they go back to a regular marriage. Okay, just looking at Rashi's for a second here in Tosfosim. Nothing doing here.
When we talk about stira, It's a different thing than the halach of yichud, right?
Correct.
Because by yichud, you know, if they're baila b'ir and there are other heterim for someone to be private, this is. If you go to private, even though you wouldn't have transgressed Isser Yichud, it's still Asr, or does it have to die?
That's interesting. There certainly is a difference, meaning Yichud would not Asr a wife to her husband. It only Asrs a wife to husband if there's Adam who see Tashmish, but Yichud won't Asr her. This Yichud will Asr because it was preceded with a kinur. You're wondering now, what about is the heter of Baila B'ir going to work? Or Pesach B'shis Rabim, those things, will that work? It's an interesting Shaila.
So there's Reklaim Ledover, like the market saying, right. There's Reklaim Ledover. So it sounds like there's a Stira, maybe is even a little more.
My guess would be Baila B'ir wouldn't be a heter, but possibly Pesach B'surach B'shis Rabim would be. That would not necessarily be considered based on steer, I don't think. That's what I'd imagine.
I mean, there's another example. If there's another person there, right? There's another woman there. So
it's only the two of them. Then it's already considered Rishis Rabim, the Gemara says.
So Mashen came by Hilchsichud, there's still an issue of Yichud, even if there's another woman there, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like the
interesting.
Aren't going to be that
right. Difficult. You have sometimes we're going to be machmer one way and mekel the other way. Right, very good. So the Mishnah says, Michtei, let's understand this. Tana min Nazir Salik, we just completed Maseches Nazir yesterday. And now we're learning Maseches Sota. My Tana deka Tana Sota. So why are we learning? Why is Sota next? There's an order. There wasn't just random put together. It was an order to put together to each Seder. So the Gemara explains, famously, Kedi Rebbe, the Tani Rebbe Omer Lama Nismacha Parshas Nazir Parshas Sota. We find the same juxtaposition in the Parshios. within Parshas Naso, you have Sota right next to the mitzvah of Nazir. Why, says Rabbi? Why is the Torah set up that way? Lo malcha to teach you. Shekol haroa Sota bekulkula. Anybody who witnesses the whole process of the Sota, the woman being taken by the Kohanim and being pulled and dragged and her hair undone and her clothing ripped, all that and all that disgusting way we're going to treat her in the Beis HaMikdash, Yaza Atma Min Hayayin will say, you know what, it's better to stay away from wine. Wine only causes destruction. I don't want to be involved in this. So it's supposed to be a Musa lesson. So it will cause one to be a Nazir in essence. The listening Sota, how they're listening Nazir. So then, if that's the case, if Sota is what causes one to be a Nazir, so Sota should precede Nazir, not Nazir before Sota. So the Gemara says, I did the Tanik Ksubas. Right before Nazir, we had Maseches Nedarim, we had Maseches Ksubas. So we had Ksubas first, the Tanah HaMadir, and in Ksubas we taught a parak of Madir, about being a Madir, as, I don't remember the whole parak there, but it talks about Nedarim and the obligations of the wife. So once we had a parak in Ksubas about Nedarim, Tani Nedarim, Nedarim came after Ksubas. The idea that Tani Nedarim, once we taught Nedarim, Tani Nazir, the Dami Nedarim, as we've been seeing, as we know, Nazir and Nedarim are pretty much the same type of halacha, so that's why Nazir came after Nedarim. There's a nice flow here. So then once you have that, Katani Sota Kidirabi, then you put Sota after Nazir. You're right, the order, really, it's Nazir that that causes Nazir, but still, the connection between the two is enough to have them in the other direction as well. So the Gemara now says, Hamakana Diavid in Lechachilala. Hamakana sounds like the one who gave a kinoi. One, if one did do that, Diavid, if it was done, then the following halacha takes place. That if a person is found to be Beis Astira, whether it be one or two Edom, depending on Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Eliezer, then you follow the process of drinking the Sota. But only Hamakana, only someone who did do that. But we're not saying Lechachila, we don't advise someone to go ahead and do kinoi. One can opt to do that, but certainly not something advisable. That's the diak the Gemara makes from the Mishnah. Hamakana, one who did it, diavid in, then this whole process works. But Lechachila, lo, we don't advise anyone to do this. Kesavar tana didan asa lekanos. Our Mishnah is of the opinion that it's forbidden to do kinoi. If it takes effect, but it's asa to do. Right, so just Rashi explains here. So Rashi says, Asa Lekanos, it's around 10 narrow lines up. Asa Lekanos, Shemevi Asmo Lide Teger, Ves Ishto Lide Nivol, Vafilo Hitara. It's going to bring about a fight within the family. It's going to lose Shalom Bias. It's going to bring her out to lead to Nivol and disgust. And it's going to be bad. We don't, not something that we advise. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, he have a Pasach Reish Lakish Besota. Where Reish Lakish would introduce, so he'd be learning Masech HaSota, his introductory shir would be as follows. So Amar Hachi, he said as follows, Ein mizavgin lol adam isha el lefi masav. A person's only partnered with his wife according to his own actions. Shenemar, as the Pasuk that's found in Masechet, in Tehillim, it says, Ki loya nuach shevet harasha, resha, al gorel hatzadikim. So we won't live we don't allow the portion of a resh, of Russia, of an evil person to be in the portion of a tzaddik. And they're two different ones. A tzaddik will deserve to marry a tzaddikus, and a Russia will marry a Russia. So Rashi explains here, interesting, just about the dinim here. He says, Mizav Gishla Fimasov, he says, Tsnua la tzaddik uprutz la Russia. So just, interesting, we value the tzaddik gets a tznua. A woman is measured not by her tzidkus, but her tznius is what's her primary thing, and a man is measured by his tzidkus. And a part is the opposite of a tznua, is going to be partnered with a rasha, a person who doesn't have tzidkus. Okay, then the Gemara says further now, Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'kashin lezavgun v'kriyas yamsuf. And it's very difficult. Making shiduchim is a very challenging thing. It's as hard as it was for Kadosh Baruch Hu to do Kriyas Yamsuf, and of course it wasn't too hard for Hashem to do anything. But the idea is, Shenemar Elokim Moshev Yechidim Besa Motzi Asirim B'Kosharos. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moshev, who place, he settles Yechidim, two individuals. He tries to have two people marry with each other in the house. It's Motzi Asirim B'Kosharos. It's like removing those who are bound in bondage out of Mitzrayim. So you see this comparison? So it's a very difficult thing, marrying off people. So the Gemara says, is that really true? V'eini v'ha amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav arba'im yom kodem yitzirah. So there's a Gemara that appears here in a couple other places in Sanhedrin and Moed Katam. It says 40 days prior to conception. So there's a bas called Yotzeis V'omeres. There's a heavenly voice that goes out and says, bas ploni l'ploni, bas ploni l'ploni, sada ploni l'ploni. It's already predestined from Shemayim that who's going to marry who, which house a person's going to buy, which field a person's going to buy. So this is predestined. How hard could this be? So the Gemara answers famously, Lo kasha habazug rishon habazug sheni. It depends. The first marriage a person has, that's an easy thing. That's already predestined. If a person were to get widowed or divorced and get a second marriage, that's where it's challenging. So let's look at some Rashis here. Rashi says, Kikriyas Yamsu, the very last narrow line, he explains, Nishinishtana Siddur Bereshis. Nothing's hard for Rashi, for Kaj Baruch Hu, I mean. Nothing's hard for him. But the fact that he had to change the world around to go against the Teva of the water supposed to flow together and have it split, that's against Teva, that's considered Kviyachal Kasha for Hashem. So he says, Moshe v'yichidah mebeis, Rashi continues to explain, Adam yichidah v'ish yichidah, a single man, a single woman, fu mizavgan, he puts them together, yachad miyashiv mahim bais, and he has them live in a house. So it says the Rashi continue further. Moti asirim bikoshos. He takes out those who were in jail bikoshos in a kosher time, which means hoti as yisrael mi mitzrayim bechodesh kosher in a very nice, pleasant time, a pleasant month. Lochama lotzina, wasn't too hot, it wasn't too cold. Makish ziva gichidim litzias mitzrayim. So we have a connection of being mishadech people shiduchim to yitzias mitzrayim. So then, look at the next Rashi, Eini. Wait a second, does it really depend on a person's tzidkus and rishus? Before the guy is even born, before we even know his what he's going to be, we already announce who's going to marry. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows who's going to be a Rosh, who's going to be a Tzaddik. So he makes it work out that the marry, a Rosh will marry Rosh, even though right now he's not a Rosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the end. That can't be true. Because I call Bidei Shemaim Chutz Mi Yerushimayim. Everything's in the hands of Shemaim. He could decide what's going to be, but Yerushimayim is in the hands of man. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows what we're going to decide, but it's not known yet to make a decision. Kedamar Maseches Nida, Malach HaMemun Al HaHeryom, the Malach who's in charge of pregnancies, Nota Tipa Mevi'a Lifnei HaMakom, he brings the drop and brings it in front of Hashem, Vomer Lefan of Tipa Zu Mahu Te'alav, Gibor Cholish, strong or weak, Chacham Otipesh, Asher Anim, about tzaddik b'rasha lo kamar le deinza biyadei shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say whether this person is going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. He's going to be, say, if he's strong or if he's weak, if he's rich, if he's going to be poor. But other things, that's everything else he has control over. In terms of yir shemayim, tzidkus, and rishus, that depends completely on us. So we see that this is predestined, not based on tzidkus or rishus. Fine. Now this, of course, gets into a big philosophical discussion. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't decide what's going to be, but he knows what's going to be. He knows what decisions, what choices we're going to make. But I guess the point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to make any decisions based on what's going to be in the future, what's not decided by himself. Okay. Interesting Tosos, he writes, a small little Tosos, Dibur Maschil Kodem, Yitzis Arvlad. Before a child is conceived, 40 days prior, we have this announcement of who he's going to marry. The Tosos just points out, near Larebi Kodem, Yitzis HaZachar, based, goes on before the man, before the boy is born, Beinim Lo Nolda Nekeva Adayin Beinim Nolda, regardless of whether the future wife has been born yet or conceived yet or not. It all goes based on the male, not based on the female. The female, there is no such... There's no such baskal. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure how he knows this either. But that's the Tosfos' line. Okay, let's go, Vine. Yeah.
It's possible then that for a female, there isn't a hechrech, that there's actually a ben zog for every female.
And that's pshat, and what's going on with the...
It sounds plausible.
Uh-huh, and that's why many women are single. More women are single than men.
It's a hard thing to say, but it's... Uh-huh. Especially since they don't have a chiyuv of peruvu, there's really no hechrich.
Right. That's a good shot in the pnimius as to what's going on in the real world. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara says right there, the bottom of the two dots here, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mekane Laal Pishnayim Bechulim. And this Gemara, this is going to be a little challenging here. Let's try to make it as clear as possible. But it's a very tough drasha to understand. So Rabbi Eliezer, again, was of the opinion, everybody agrees, that in terms of the mikana, the warning has to be in front of two people. That's agreed by everyone in our Mishnah, at least. And there's only a machlokas whether the witness, the testimony of the stira has to also be done by two people, and that's Rabbi Yeshua, or it's enough to even have one person, that would be Rabbi Eliezer. The way I remember it is because Rabbi Eliezer is with an Aleph, so one person's enough. Rabbi Yeshua is, it requires two people to witness the stira. So the Gemara says, Ad kan lo pligi ela bikinoi v'stira. They're only arguing about the kinoi and the stira. And that's not really the kinoi, because they both agree that kinoi requires two. Right, so the way the Rashi says this, Ad kan lo pligi ela bikinoi v'stira, kolomar, Ad kan lo shamanu bin plugsayu. The only thing we've learned from their machlokas thus far is the be'inan shnei edim. They need two. Elabakino the Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Eliezer, only for Kino for Rebbe Eliezer, Ubastira, Gamkein, also Rebbe Yeshua. And Rebbe Yeshua also requires it for the Stira. Everyone agrees you're required for the Kino, though. The Machlokas is only really about the Stira. That's how Rashi kind of touches the Gemara to fit in with our Mishnah. But, Aval, Tuma, Eidachad, Mehemen. But with regards to Tuma, one aid would be enough, according to both, even according to Rabbi Yehoshua. So what does it mean in terms of Tumah? So says the Rashi here, Aval b'tumah, im yesh edim b'kinoi v'stira, if there edim that there was a kinoi, that there was a hasra, there was a warning, and then that there was a stira, and then v'yesh ed echad, shekilkula b'stira sa'neman. So what happens is, let's say there were two edim that said she was in stira. So then the halach would be, she has to go drink the sota. But before she gets to the sota, there's another aid that says, by the way, not only was there stira, but I actually witnessed tumah. There was actually tashmish there. So the halach is, Rashi goes on to say, and he's believed this aid achar. A sota only drinks the may sota if there's a suffix. Based on the evidence that's been forward, we don't know the actual results of what happened, but there's enough indication to require her to drink. But if there's a vada, if there's certainty, if there's an eid echa that she was actually metame, the halacha is an eishes ish, a married woman who's with another man, she's aser lebal, she's aser to her husband, aser lebal, she's aser to her adulterer, and aser she loses her ksuba, and she doesn't eat truma. Everything's done with, and you don't bring the sota anymore. Because there's nothing to figure out. The sota is really a way of figuring out what took place. But we know, the Eid Echad tells us that there was tumah. So everybody agrees that if there's Eid Echad for tumah, then there's no sota anymore. So the Gemara says now, or asks, Aval b'tumah Eid Echad mehemen, b'tna nami, the Mishnah that also tells us, that Eid Echad omer ani ra'isi shenit meis, if Eid Echad says, I saw that she was tumah, Lo ha'isa shosa, she doesn't drink. So midiraisa, she doesn't drink. Minol, and how do you know this is true? So there's a mishnah. It's a diak from our mishnah here, and there's an explicit mishnah later on on daf lamed aleph that if there's eight echad, she doesn't drink. That she was tamei, that she doesn't drink. So how do we know this? Minol and the mehem and eight echad. How do you know that one eight is believed? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes brisa, and the brisa quotes from the pasuk that appears in Parshas Naso. V'eid Ein ba. So we need the overall picture here of where's the pasuk here? The pasuk says, "Here you go." The shoch of ish osa shich vazara. The man is with a married woman. Vinela meine isha, and this was hidden from the eyes of her husband. The husband didn't know about this. Vinistira, and it was done in secrecy. Vinit ma, and she was tame. V'aid ein ba, and there was no aid. V'hilo nispas, and she wasn't forced into this either. So then you go about the whole process of the sota. Nobody knew about this. But if there was an aid, if there was an aid that witnesses, then you would not go through the process of the sota. That's the dik. So again, v'aid ein ba. So there's no aid. Bishnai makasim adaber is referring to that there was not two aidim. Well, we need probably the continuation of the pasuk. So let's look at Rashi now. Rashi says, "V'aid ein ba bishnai makasim adaber." The kamar aidim shnayim, the two aidim say, "Ein betumazu el aid achad." There was not. There weren't two, but there's only one aid. Aidim, but there wasn't a unit of aidim, but there was one aid. That's the implication of the pasuk. The kamar betumah kimishtai. The pasuk referring to when there's tumah. The way you read this is, then there was mamish tumah, and there was an eidim, but there was one eid, v'hilo nispasa, and she wasn't raped or forced into this. Umimela shemina, and we believe that we see from here the mehemin midichsev v'hilo nispasa lahach merleah ba'akas ladunu kimezida. We treat her as a mezid. From the beginning of the pasuk, na mishmas de mem, and we learn that he's believed to kamar umala bomal v'shachav isho sav ein made a bedaver elazeh. Okay, so we see from here again that regarding the tuma, so this is talking about forcing her to have a sota, or this is going to say that she's aser. Let's see. Hold on one second here. Okay.
See you guys around.
Of course, Shlomo. Okay, so the background here is we're trying to prove that he's believed that she doesn't drink the sota waters. How do we see from this pasuk that is referring to that she's going to be aser to him?
Because it calls her a tuma.
Since we call her tuma here in the pasuk, because since it says shachav ish osa shechazer v'nela meina v'nitma, huh? So she's nitma, even though there's no aid. There's no aid meaning there's no set of aidim. There are two aidim, but there is one aid. So that's the raya that aid echad is neman b'tuma. So Gemara says, not the last line of Bezaman Aleph, O Einu Ela Fil Be'achad. Maybe it means there wasn't even one aid. There wasn't any, there were no aidim. So Gemara says, can't be true. The Tamalomer lo yokum aid echad be'ish. So there's another context right now. There wasn't an aid echad. Mi mashma shenemar lo yokum aid be'ish einu yodeshu echad. Don't say echad, just say lo yokum aid be'ish. There wasn't an aid against ish. What does it mean echad? One. So it tells us that when the word aid is normally used, it actually means two. Only in that pasuk we just brought, it says aid echad, that specifically means one aid. But had the word echad not been there, we would learn aid means two. So the way you read the pasuk is, Rachmana, now continuing, now the Torah says, Vayasota, Trei lesba el echad. There wasn't two aidim, but there was one. And she wasn't raped, she wasn't forced into this, and yet she's aser, so we see that one aid is believed to make her aser to her husband, and there would not be any sota.
So it's from Vehilon Ispasa Asura, not from Tuma.
Right, Vehilon Ispasa.
In other words, we're not going to let her off because of the fact she wasn't raped.
We're not letting her off.
We're going to consider her as having done something.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tosa asks an interesting question at the bottom here of Beis Amon Aleph. He says, Aval batum eirecha mehemen. Tema. Adarabba, ikla meimra ipcha. It should be the opposite. Aval batuma beinan beitre. You should require tuma. Because now she's going to be aser forever, you should require a higher standard to create this iser. V'lav mimasisin, have we not had the Mishnah, the ma'isi mehecham b'shita le'le me'mer hachi? V'yesh lomer da'adifa le'tumma me'kina v'stira, avagav do'sarta iser olam mishum de'raglam le'davar. Even though the result will be iser olam from the tumma, since there's so much evidence building up, and then there's a kino, and then there's stira, you don't need you don't need that much to really close the deal.
It's the aidim, but the echad, the aid that's matamaher, we're talking about is an aid that comes after kina.
Exactly,
not just
right.
A regular aid.
Exactly. So this might not be a riot that in general, aid echad nemen be yisurin, because this is a different type, because it has the whole context of the reglaim ledavar. Okay, the Gemara now says, elataima dechsiv lo yakum aid echad b'ish, only because you have that pasuk that specifies aid echad. Had we not had that pasuk, havamina aid the sota chadhu, we would have read the pasuk as there was not even one aid. There was not even one aid by the sota case. Via filu chaleka, but had there not been one aid by the sota, el b'may mitasrei. So the Gemara is working in a havamina that never really existed, though. But had we read the pasuk as there's not even one aid, what would create the iser for the sota? So Gemara says iser chakadai techamina. I would have thought aid ein ba, ein neman ba. Let's see. You look at the Rashi Vitzrich. Itzrich lo yakum eirecha legluye aleha dehai lashmina dechai mehemen di lav hachi havamina kol stam eirechadu The way you read the pasuk is ve'ed ein ba, the kamar rachmana hachi kamar ve'ed echad ein eman ba el shnayim. The way you read it is that there's not one aid, but there's two aidim. That's how you read it. So again, the Gemara says, again, itzrich sakadaitach amina aid ein ba, ein eman ba, aid echad is not believed, but two aidim are believed. So the Gemara asks now. So if ein neman ba, so if one aid is not believed, vel mai bai. So what do you need? This I guess continuing part of the drush here. If one aid is not believed, vel mai bai, ad ikatrei. So then you need two aidim. So then the Gemara says, then why do you have to make things so complicated? Lishta kram mine, be silent. Don't even mention aid. Just say, just read the pasuk and de asya davar mi mamon. And it has the word davar in the context of mamon that requires two aidim. And it says davar when it comes to sota. So it doesn't really say by a sota, but it talks about in the context of gittin and kedushin. The pasuk says on the side here in Parsha Kisetze, he doesn't find her favorable in his eyes anymore. He finds an Erva's Davar, but we have a Gezer Shava of Davar by Erva, Davar by Mamam, and that would teach us you need to aid him. And don't confuse this with the word V'aid Ein Ba. And then Gemara continues, V'ana Yadana, I would have known without the mention of the word aid, me did the Havakol Aid Yashiba Torah, like all other testimonies in the Torah. So Gemara says again, still working within this Havmina, Itzir Chsak Daita Chamina, I would have thought that Sota Shiny. Maybe Sota is different. You're right, in general, by Davar Erva, you require two, just like Davar Mamon. But Sota is different because the Raglaim the Davar, Sherei Kinala, Venistira. So this Hamin Be'ed Echad, so since it was preceded by a Kinoi, it's preceded by a Stira. So maybe one aid would be enough here. And that's why you have to teach me, no, even here, an aid, one aid is not good enough. You would require two aidim in the Havmina. Comes on the Pasuk, Lo Yakum Eid Echad, Lo Yakum Ad, Lo Yakum Ish Be'ed Echad, tells me that no, aid always means two. And the way you read the pasuk by Sota is there wasn't two Edim, but there was one Edim. Okay.
This, what we're saying is a Saka that Hamina is actually the real shot, because it comes out that, so why is it that one Edim is believed by Sota? Tosos just told us, because we're glying with Dover.
Exactly, right, yeah. So we see the importance of understanding Havaminas, because Havaminas help us understand Maskanas. So like Gemara says, Zumi Matzis Amrist Ein Neman Ba, can you really say that he's not believed, Visharya, and he would be permitted, should be permitted.
With one aid, according to that Havamina.
Right, in the Havamina, that one aid wouldn't work because you need two aidim like Mammon. Vahadmi Dichsiv Hilon Dispasa tells us that if she wasn't grabbed, if she wasn't forced into this Michlal Dasura, tells us that we don't have the heter of Tfisa, and she'd be Usur. So how could you say that she wouldn't be, the aid wouldn't be believed? We're talking about a Davar Isser here, that the Torah tells me it's Usur. So it's tzirich saka daita chamina. I would have thought ein neman ba adi katrei who betray nami who dilo nispusa kamashpulan. The way you would read the pasuk is he's not believed until there are two edim, and two edim also it has to be in a situation where she wasn't forced into this. That's how you would have read it. Kamashpulan. We learn from the pasuk of lo yakum eid bish echad el eid echad bish. We learn from there that no. That pasuk eid echad means one, but in general it really means two. So we have sota that eid ain't but that there wasn't two eidim, but there was one eid, and we trust the one eid echad, the eid echad by sota, because the reglam the dover, which is preceded by the kina and the stira. Okay. Gemara wants to know. Gemara quotes from the mission, the continuation of the mission of Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Mekanel al Pishnayim. So says the Gemara now, my time of the Rabbi Yeshua was the reason for Rabbi Yeshua. That he held that two aidim for kinoi and also two aidim for stira. So he says as follows: Amar Kra, the pasuk says ba v'lo b'kinoi ba v'lo b'stira. So which pasuk is he quoting? So the pasuk says v'shach of isha osa shich v'zera v'nela meine isha v'nistira v'initema v'aid ein ba v'lo nispasa. There was no aid ba. What does it mean ba within it? So ba is referring to in terms of the tumah. There's no aid. There weren't two aidim in regards to the tumah. So two aidim not for the tumah. Ba v'lo b'kinoi. Ba v'lo b'stira. So only aid echad is needed for the tumah, but to the exclusion of kinoi and to the exclusion of stira, that one aid doesn't work for those two. You need two aidim for each of those stages.
Even though we just said a second ago that aid ain ba is referring to there aren't two aidim. There is one aid.
Right, but so what comes out is there is one aid only for tumah, which is what the pasuk is talking about. Mm-hmm. But only with regards to tumah is one aid believed, but not with regards to kino and stira. Ba is limiting. No,
aid aid, which means to aid him. Ein ba, he's not in it.
But there's one ba in the tumah.
But there's one in the tumah. Now, bringing it to kino and stira, ba v'lo b'kino, ba v'lo b'stira. That means in it, there wasn't what?
No, in it, ba, there is one aid only ba. Only within tumah is there one aid that's believed. But dafka ba. But not by kino, not b'stira, you need two aidim by them. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi maybe will help a little bit make this clear. He says, ba, the first ba, there are two Rashi's with ba, but the first ba, he says, ba betuma, kai, referring to tuma, deha mine salak, that's what we were talking about in the pasuk. Vihine tuma, and she's tame, ve'ed ein ba, and there's no aid, which we are darshina and above, ein ba tre elacha, there's only one by tuma, ba eidacha neman, only within the guards to tuma is one aid believed, velo bekinoi, and not with stira.
So in other words, There isn't two, but here there has to be two.
Correct. Exactly.
There's not two, but there has to be two.
Exactly. So the Gemara says, that's the drasha of Rabbi Yeshua. That's why he needs both a shnei edim, not only for the kina, but even for the stira. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ba v'lo b'kinoi. No, it only says ba once. It doesn't say ba twice. You can only make one drasha, but to exclude kinoi, the first stage, but there's no available drasha to exclude stira, and therefore one aid would work for stira, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'ema ba v'lo b'stira. So why, once you have one ba, why is Rabbi Eliezer excluding kinoi, saying kinoi needs two? Maybe stira requires two. Maybe it should be the other way around. Stira requires two. Maybe kinoi would require one. Mara says, because stira is kish l'tuma. There's a connection of tuma and stira. Dechsev v'nistira v'hinitma. So just like tuma, one aid's enough. So two, stira, one aid's enough. Therefore, the ba is coming to exclude kinoi, that kinoi requires two. Mar says, wait a second, just like stira is connected to tuma, kinoi is nami is kish l'tuma, and it should also only require one, just like tuma. How do I see kinoi and tuma are connected? The pasuk says, v'kinoi esa ishto v'hinitma, the pasuk connects the two. The Gemara says, ha'mayit rachmana ba, but you have the word ba, so ba is excluding one case, so we have to pick one or the other. Either it's excluding both kinoi and stira are connected to tuma. Ba is cutting off the connection to one of them. So mistavra, marisa, why do you think to exclude one and not the other? Mistavra stira adifa, l'chora stira is greater. It's greater. Shekain, and therefore it should be enough with one. Shekain osarta ketuma. In the end of the day, it's going to, even though we don't know if she's vadei tama yet, it's only a stira, but we're going to treat her until we know better, like a tuma. So they're very much connected. Gemara says adiraba kinoi adif. Kinoi is a greater connection to tuma and should only require one. Shekain ikir garamla. Everything starts from the. From the kinoi, the process begins. Mara says, wait a second. But I lav stira kinoi miika. Okay, great, new kinoi, but if you don't have stira afterwards, then the kinoi was meaningless. Wait, but I lav kinoi stira my ani. But the same way, if there wasn't kinoi, then the stira is ineffective. So you obviously need both of them. They're both necessary. So afilo hachi stira adifa. But still, even though you're right, you have good tainus, stira is more linked to tuma. Why? Because das chalata to tuma. This is the beginning of tuma. It's really, I think there's a machlokas how to understand this line here. But it's as chalata to tuma. It's a certain level of tuma. It's similar to a lashon we have when it comes to the Gemara in. What? I think Gemara in Chulin talks about hechsher, the tuma, your machshir food. For tuma, food has to come into contact with water when the other shiva mashkim. Now it's susceptible to touching something tameh. So the Gemara has a machlokas there whether it's considered tchilas tumah or not. Is hechsher considered tchilas tumah? Even though right now it's not tameh, my food is just wet, but nothing tameh touched it, it's already considered tchilas tumah. Here too, also, even though kinoi hasn't really created anything just yet, stira, even though stira is not vadei tumah, it's a tchilas tumah. It's the beginning of it, it's the beginning stages of it. And therefore, just like tuma, only one aid is needed. So to steer, only one aid is needed. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, Masnis and our mishas delok ki aitan is not like the following Tana. The Tana of the Brisa teaches us that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer, Makana liisho, Makana piyedachar, or piyatsmo, umashkel apishnaim. So Rabbi Eliezer, according to this understanding, says you only need one aid for the kinoi, and only one for the and the opposite, and two is for the stira. So the opposite. Heshiva chachamim ledivrei Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda. Ein ledavar sof. Ein ledavar sof. Why?
Gemara's going to explain.
Okay, so on my time, Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda, Why would he say 1 8 is enough for kinoy and 2 is enough for is needed for the stira? Amar kaba ba below the stira. He excludes stira. The stira doesn't require doesn't. It's not enough to have one. You need two for the stira. Vayim above lo b'kinoy. Maybe say the other way around. That ba is excluding kinoy. That kinoy really requires two. Kino is kish l'tuma. No, kino is connected to tuma. That they both just like tuma is one, so to kino is one. Dichsiv kines ishto v'hi nitma. Wait a second, stir is nami is kish l'tuma. Like we said above, that stir is connected to tuma, and stir should only have one. Dichsiv nistera v'hi nitma. Hahu l'kamis shir stira kadei tuma hudasi. That connection of stir to tuma is not because there's a fundamental connection between the two. That's a drasha, that how long is stira going to be considered stira if it's a long length of time to accomplish a tuma, to accomplish a tashmis amita. So then the response is hashiva chachamin ledivrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda ein davar sof. There's no end. My nihi dizimin delakani v'amr kanei hu lemishas kanei.
So my nihu, like, what does that mean in the Darusa?
Right, so he said, because sometimes it wasn't going to be a kinoi. And if husband says, you had stira, that guy told me, and I had a kinoi. Remember, I gave you the kinoi, and she's going to deny it. And there were no aiden that actually were needed to testify that he made a kinoi. He could start making up these things, and it's going to cause a big problem in the davar sof. But halu misha seinu yesh the davar sof? But does that imply our misha does have an end? Zimnin delo is starter. Sometimes it will not be a stira. Vam is starter. Because remember, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you only need himself. It's enough to say stira. So he said, I saw you with that man. But maybe it never happened. So shouldn't we be concerned he's going to create all these problems?
It's an obvious distinction. But
why this is davar sof in the Mishnah?
In the moment that he finds her stira, he's going to say, I already warned you. He's upset right now. He just found her.
But to create a stira where there's no heat of the moment.
He's going to her, and then just out of the blue, he's going to start saying to her, oh, I found you with stira. Why would you do that?
I hear. But the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't take that approach. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochan, after divrei Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda, in the davar sof. Meaning, even Rav Yosi, our Misha also is a case of in the davar sof, according to Rabbi Eliezer, where the husband could just go out and say, oh, I saw you with stira. So to this opinion as well, where he could create a kinoi, he's also an in the davar sof. They're both within Rabbi Eliezer, no matter how you understand them, they're both in the davar sof. So again, after the Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, v'lomi bai l'mishnah seino. Needless to say, for our Mishnah, does that mean the Mishnah is an easier thing to understand? It should be the other way around. Adraba, the Mishnah seino ika ikker hasam laka ikker. By our Mishnah seino, at least a steer was done in front of two eidim. The process started properly. So there's a davar sof. He has to at least make that initial point of saying that they get two eidim together and create a kinoi. If you want to say the statement, it should be as follows. Amar of Yitzhak Bar Yosef, Amar of Yochanan, the Divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Af the Misha Seinu, and the Davar Sof. Even our Misha has no end to it. Even our Misha, which started off with a two Eidim he needed to get together, even then he could still create his own steers. Okay, maybe we should stop here. It's already 45. Let's stop here. It's actually a good stopping point because this discussion of what's a kinoi will go into the next staff as well.
So the Gemara was sort of using that svar, because when it said here that one's ikker, one doesn't have an ikker, it was saying that, in other words...